Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
I'm back with Sister Rosemarie Gonzalez of El Hogar Buen Pastor here in Puerta de Tierra. And we were discussing your development in the religious order. Ended up, I didn't realize that, being the superior in charge of the members of the order here in Puerto Rico. Most of the time you've been in Puerto Rico, but there were a couple of times where you were assigned outside. Tell us about those experiences.
Okay. Well, I did have a year in Rome, studying theology and formation, and so that was a year there. And then also after Fajardo, I went to Coupe, which was where we had the formation, and then I was the regional, and from there I went to Banica. Banica is a very small town that's right on the borderline of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And I was there for 2.5 years in a very small village where we did everything with the people. It was a very wonderful experience. Very poor people. But very happy people.
No running water, no electricity.
No, that's right.
The school, you said that the people in high school, they could not read or write, or they didn't have books.
Yeah, it was deprived, you know, of materials, and they were very far from the capital. It was 6 hours from the capital, and the last hour was a road without pavement, you know, rocky road, and we had a Jeep, so that was the way we
tough,
got, you
tough,
know.
Tough.
But it was a very beautiful experience for me, you know. I began there, there were two persons, it was my first time really dealing very closely with alcoholics. There were two persons who needed a lot of help there, and so I supported them and helped them the way I could. That was a good experience also.
And from there you came back to Puerto Rico
I went for a time for reflection in Holy Land.
Okay.
And I was there for 6 months, and then I came back to Puerto Rico to see what the Lord wanted of me. And I came back to Puerta de Tierra because I felt that was a place for me to hear what he would want of me. And I was here for 2.5 years trying to see more or less what the needs were.
Were you teaching in San Agustin at that time?
Not actually teaching, but I was helping to form a curriculum, a different curriculum for religion class, for it to be more a living of our beliefs, you know.
Okay. Okay, and then so you're trying to decide what to do next in your life, and of course the order also tells you what to do, etc. But it's an episode. So tell us the experience of you know that obviously we're now getting near the commencement of this project. Tell us how that happened, and what brought you to this.
Okay.
What?
Well, as I was living in those 2 years in an apartment, I met up with some alcoholics who were in the street, who were homeless. And I got close to them and tried to help them. But I realized that I wasn't helping them in an integrated way. And it wasn't enough just to give them food. It wasn't getting them off of the streets, and it wasn't helping them to become the persons that they really wanted to become, you know, and to break off with the alcohol. So I was quite confused within myself as to how I could do that, as I hadn't studied anything really particularly specifically to do with addiction. And in one moment when I was when I crossed the street from the school and was going home, a young a child stopped me. It was a child about 9 or 10 years old. And he asked me if I was of God because I wear a veil. And so I said yes, but I said he was too. And so we then began to converse a bit. And within a few moments, he asked me, he said, you know, if you find somebody thrown in the street, would you take him and take him to your home and help him? And I swallowed hard because I lived in a small apartment with another sister of 80 years old, and I knew I couldn't take a man to live in the apartment with me. So I told the child, I said, you know, I can't take the person home with me, but I'll do everything that I can to help the person. And he said to me, well, follow me because there's someone in the middle of the street, thrown in the middle of the street down the block. And so I followed him, but the person was no longer there. So we continued talking a little bit, and then I asked him his name, and he told me his name was Joy. And at the moment that he said his name, it just like opened up a light, you know, like the bell rang or whatever,
right,
you know,
right.
and I knew that the Lord was speaking to me through this child and telling me that what I had to do was to get a place and live with the homeless and bring them into my house to live with them and to help them to be able to begin a whole new life. And so it was just something that I knew at the moment when the child told me. He told me where he lived, and I tried to find him again, and I've never been able to find him. I always talk about him and seeing if he will appear someday. Right. He must be around 28 years old, 30.
It's a strange name for a boy, Joy.
Yes, and that's what struck me, because and it was in English, you know, yeah. He said Joy. And that's not a name you hear very often, and less for a boy.
Yeah, yeah. The revelation, the decision of how you're going to be then able to fulfill your desire to be given integral treatment and help to these persons, the homeless and all, derives from that particular experience. And then as an entrepreneur, what's the key moment to succeeding, to being able to put the project and get it commenced, get it off the ground? Tell us, you decide what you're going to do, now you have to do it, you know. So what's the next key moment?
Well, I began immediately to look for a place. I really didn't know how I was going to do this, you know, because I didn't have the money to be able to begin a place like that. But I began to look for a place, and I couldn't find. And then I went to ask for some help, if somebody could show me or tell me about a place, you know. And I wasn't able to find the place immediately, but I did when I expressed this to the newspaper, the Vocero, when I expressed it, the persons I expressed it to just responded immediately and told me that they had been looking for something to be able to do for Puerta de Tierra, that some way of helping. And that at hearing what I wanted to do, they felt that was just the thing. So they were a tremendous help and support for me to then be looking for a place. And again, it just appeared. The place appeared. It hadn't been for sale. It hadn't been for rent. And all of a sudden,
empresario, this business person, this couple, you know, decides to help you, and you wanted to leave this anonymous, which we'll do. They decide they're gonna support you. Between that meeting where they say we're gonna support you and help you, and then finding the place, how much time took elapsed? And
Well, it wasn't much time at all, really.
Less than a month?
I would say it was less than a month.
So I just walked back there.
It just, I had...
The angel, the angel in terms of the economics came, and then the place appeared.
That's right, yeah.
Then the next was, all entrepreneurs are choosing a name. Tell us, you know, how the name The Good Shepherd, because I was mentioning why didn't you call it Joy, you know, El Hogar Joy, or but how did the name, you know, The Good Shepherd and El Buen Pastor, how did you come up with that name?
Well, the sister that lived with me, Sister Leocadia, and I, we realized that we had to get a name for the place, and so we went off to pray about it and to ask the Lord to inspire us. She went one way and I went another way, and then we decided to get together after that and to relate our experience so as to see if there was something that the Lord was telling us as to how to name the place. And when we got together, we didn't have to keep sharing, because both of us had felt that the name should be Hogar del Buen Pastor, of the Good Shepherd.
How things go. Huh?
No,
it's incredible.
It's just been so many miracles, and they continue to happen. You know, they continue to happen, and so I know that the Hogar is very well taken care of by the Lord.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll cover some other people that have been angels that have helped in this endeavor that you have been successful on. I'm with Sister Rosemarie Gonzalez of El Hogar Buen Pastor here in Puerta de Tierra.